So the Flower Communion is a tradition in many Unitarian Universalist churches. And at this time of year, we retell the story of Dr. Chapik. The elements and the order of the service vary from congregation to congregation, but the goal is to stay true to the inspiration of Norbert Chapik, who first led such a service in Prague, Czechoslovakia, June the 4th, 1923. The story of Dr. Chapik and his wife, Maja, is long and interesting. He was originally ordained as a Baptist minister and was quite a force in the Baptist church in Europe, and then moved to the United States, but gradually became more and more disillusioned with the hierarchy of the church and with the formality and with the dogmas. And eventually, he became a Unitarian Universalist. He had moved to the United States, and he lived in the United States for a number of years, and then decided to return to Europe between the wars. At least he didn't know it was between the wars at the time. But he returned to Europe to start a Unitarian Universalist, or pardon me, a Unitarian church at the time in Czechoslovakia. So while he was leading that church, he felt the need for some symbolic ritual that would bind people together more closely. The format had to be one that would not alienate any who had forsaken their religious traditions. The traditional Christian communion service with bread and wine was unacceptable to the members of his congregation. And so he turned to the native beauty of their countryside for elements for a communion, which would be genuine for them. This simple service was the result, and with such success that it is led yearly, that it is held yearly just before the summer recess at his church. It was done repeatedly and now is done throughout the Unitarian Universalist world. It was Norbert's wife, Maja, who ordained as a Unitarian minister in 1926, introduced the Flower Communion to North America during a visit to the United States in 1940. Unfortunately, Maja was unable to return to Prague due to the outbreak of World War II, and it was not until the war was over that Norbert Chapik's death in the Nazi concentration camp was revealed. For you see, when the Nazis took over Prague in 1940, they found Dr. Chapik's gospel of the inherent worth and dignity of every human person to be, as Nazi court records would show, and I quote, "too dangerous to the Reich for him to be allowed to live." He was sent to Dachau, where he was killed the next year during a Nazi medical experiment. This gentleman suffered a cruel death, but his message of hope and decency lives on through the Flower Communion. As you came in this morning, each of you was asked to place a flower into the vase. This was intended to signify your own free will that you were joining with others this morning. The vase that contains the flowers is a symbol of our church fellowship. And the water in the vase, you may not be aware, is water, and the water that sustains those flowers is from the water that members of this congregation brought here from your backyards and from your travels last September. It was collected during our ingathering service last fall, during our blending of the water service. This water represents the various gifts that each of us brings to nurture and sustain this congregation. Just as no two flowers are alike, no two people are alike, yet each has a contribution to make. Together, the different flowers form a beautiful bouquet. Our common bouquet would not be the same without the unique addition of each individual flower. And thus it is with our church community. May it be so.